Here it is, Wendy. Here it is.
Which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry? If you love films,
we do.
Then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself.
Dean's our guy anyway.
We will not talk about hard boys.
He's Dean on the stream.
Ooh, that was almost a rhyme, Wendy. Wow. You were so close. Hi, Dean.
Deem. You can call me Deem. Deem on the stream.
Deem Edna.
Just to make it.
Yes! Hello there!
Well, you sound like you're right behind me. You just sound all close in person. Doesn't he sound good?
Nice, yeah.
You do sound a little louder to me than you normally do.
And that's pretty normally loud. Thank you.
Because we're on the web where I can swear today.
Yes, yeah, swear it up.
Oh, don't do that.
Swear it up, Dean.
Don't.
Go for it.
Even I don't.
Right.
Did you hear the story that I had yesterday that Julie Andrews, with a legendary actress who's given us some of the most lovely family films of all time.
Yes.
She's given a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Venice Film Festival the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the presentation, she revealed that she has a filthy mouth.
Julie Andrews does?
Julie Andrews apparently drops F-bombs with the best of them.
Really?
And she said that she's no goody-two-shoes, as people think that she is. And that Walt Disney himself got an earful when they were filming Mary Poppins. She was on one of those high wires, you know, when they flying through the air, I guess.
Yep.
And one of the cables broke. Julie Andrews comes tumbling to the ground. Wasn't seriously injured, but let loose a tirade of profanity with Walt Disney standing.
Oh, no.
Standing. Walt Disney.
Oh, no.
It's like swearing in front of your grandmother.
Yes,
or something.
It's worse.
Oh, my gosh.
It's worse. Now, Dean, you know Wendy's.
Could you leave me out of this?
Wendy's thing, in quotes, with Julie Andrews. Do you know about this?
I don't
have a thing. Bill has turned this into a thing. All I've said is I never saw The Sound of Music.
Wendy has not seen any movie with Julie Andrews in it.
I haven't seen Mary Poppins really either. I saw Victor Victoria and then I one and done.
Is that what turned you off of the rest of the
show? I don't know. It wasn't a very good movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't dislike her. It turns out I haven't seen much that she's been in.
Well, you have to see Mary Poppins.
You have to.
Why
and
now?
Sound of Music.
Really? Why now, guys?
Because they're
classics.
Integral.
Wendy,
you have to see them.
Wendy, the classics. These are like two of the most iconic movies of all time.
Yeah.
But, I saw Gone with the Wind.
But she wasn't in Gone with the Wind.
I don't.
Nobody flew around with an umbrella in Gone with the Wind.
Right.
You can't do that.
That I know of.
I don't remember that happening.
I don't remember anybody climbing any mountains in Gone with the Wind.
Nope.
Ford every stream.
They didn't do that.
Nobody, when's the last time anybody really has forded a stream?
Don't even know what that means.
Years.
Can you ford a fjord?
Can you ford an explorer?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can do that.
I almost couldn't think of a ford for a second.
But Dean, don't you have to go out of your way to have not seen, with the one exception
of
Victor Victoria. Why did you choose Victor Victoria of all of her work, Wendy? It doesn't make sense.
I don't know why I went to that movie.
At the theater you saw that?
Yeah, I think my grandma took me. She also took me to see Hello, Dolly, so maybe she thought it was the same kind of thing.
Wow. Well, I think most people probably saw Mary Poppins and Sound of Music when they were kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, therefore they have the emotional attachment to it. But I never miss when they're on television. I never miss them.
They're classics.
I still watch them every time.
Yeah.
When they're on TV, along with Ten Commandments, but that's mostly because I love Edward G. Robinson, who is the most miscast actor of all time.
Who's your Messiah now?
Yeah.
What
role
was he?
He was the gangster in the Ten Commandments.
He was the hitman.
Yeah, Louis. Angry Louis.
Yeah. Louis the Lip.
Yeah. Yep. In the Old Testament.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's so what if we do this? In December, Julie Andrews is going to be in Chicago.
At the Chicago Theater.
Chicago Theater. I'm going to be hosting the Q&A.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to be on stage with her, and I'm going to try to get her to swear as much as I possibly
yes.
can. That was not originally my main goal with this, but now I just want to get her to swear like a sailor.
Yeah.
But maybe Wendy can.
I'm busy.
Wendy, do it.
Come on.
You've got to build a bridge to Julie Andrews.
I don't have a bridge. You've created this bridge. You also told me I had a miserable childhood because no one showed me those movies.
Right.
That is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. You're missing out on parts of America.
please, sir, I'd like more.
That's Oliver. Yes. I saw that.
And also to see Mary Poppins.
If they made a movie about your life and Julie Andrews was in it, you wouldn't see that movie?
It's not against her. You've turned
upsetting.
It into this hatred thing. I like her more now that she swears a lot, too.
Yeah.
I just didn't see the movies. Why see them now?
Do you know the song Supercalifragilistic?
Expialidocious.
Do you know A Spoonful of Sugar?
It helps the medicine go down.
Do you know My Favorite Things?
These are a few of my favorite things.
Yeah. You know how.
Bill Left.
Weren't you at some point, weren't you 16 going on 17 at some point in your life?
I went from 16 to 22.
Oh, all right. Well, that explains it.
I do know all this stuff. I just never sat down and watched
Climb every mountain. Come on.
They're beautiful. But if you've never seen it and you kind of go in with this attitude, Sound of Music's a really long movie.
Yeah.
So I can't
Quentin
even imagine.
Quentin Tarantino directed it, didn't he?
I could sit through that one again. I'm going to go see.
Wait a minute. You would go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood before Sound of Music?
Yeah, I saw it once. I'm going to go see it again. I want to see it again.
Wow.
Wow.
You are going out of your way to ignore the work of the great Julie Andrews.
She's a treasure.
Yes, she is a treasure.
Buried treasure to you.
Dean, I must ask you this.
You know what? There's something for everyone.
That's right.
I applaud you, Wendy, for...
You're sticking to it.
Sticking to your guns.
Sticking to your umbrellas. Because it's Julie Andrews.
My bumper shoot.
Yes, bumper shoots.
Just let's go see the next time Bill and I go fly a kite.
Yes.
To see if we invite you.
We will not.
Up to the highest heights.
We shan't.
You know all the songs.
I know
the music.
Well, so what? I'm good at pop culture. I just didn't have to. I don't know.
Dean, can I tell you a story that I heard about Julie Andrews that would make you not want to like her?
Oh.
I worked with a woman whose parents worked very closely with Julie Andrews and Blake Edwards in the music business. And they said that Blake Edwards and Julie Andrews would do a thing all the time where they would think up titles for movies, television shows, or songs, and they would register them so that when somebody wanted to name their movie or television show or song, they would have to pay residuals to Julie Andrews and Blake Edwards.
They
did this all the time. They made a lot of money off of that.
I love that.
Isn't that interesting?
Fantastic.
It's good thinking.
Yeah.
Can you think of any examples?
The Bible.
Wow.
Yeah, they thought of that.
Somebody must own the rights to that title, right?
Right. Blake Edwards and Julie Andrews.
I wonder who owns.
Yeah, Happy Birthday to You.
Wow.
That was theirs. Anything with the word "the" in it?
They registered the word "the."
Yep, they own that.
We probably shouldn't say that now.
No, don't say "the."
Because then we're going to have to pay every time we say word.
That word.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I didn't know that about them.
Yeah.
But
very lucrative.
Ask her about that at your little Q&A.
Yeah, ask her.
I'm going to try to put, well, maybe that's one of the times that I get her to swear.
Yes.
Swear.
Right. Oh, blank you, she'll say.
Yeah. I try to, I try to save questions like that for the end of the interview. So
just in case.
In case they walk off on me.
Very smart.
Not that it's happened.
Very smart.
More than five or six times. But, What would you like me to ask her, Wendy?
Nothing.
If you had any question.
You can ask Julie Andrews any question, Wendy. What would it
legendary...
be?
Legendary.
How about this one? Why don't you make movies I want to see? Ask Julie Andrews that question. That would be great.
Why does Wendy hate you so much?
Yes. Please, Dean, ask that.
I don't know why I'm here for you and Bertrand to pick on and now you and Dean to pick on.
I know.
It's kind of fun.
It seems fun.
It's fun for us.
Yeah, I guess it is. I just don't have any questions for her. I have nothing for her.
What if she was on with us? What if she came into the studio? You wouldn't ask her anything?
I would fess up and say, you know what? Everybody's been blowing me crap for not seeing this movie.
Yes.
What do you think I should do? That's what I would say to her.
Yes. Yep.
Ask her that. If someone has not seen The Sound of Music by the time they've reached the age of 50 plus, is it worth seeing?
That's a very
good question. The answer is yes.
That's a very good question. I'm always very interested, and I really, this is sort of why I applaud you for this, because you're sticking to your guns. But I know a lot of people who have never seen a single Star Wars movie.
Wow.
I know a lot of people who have never seen some of the movies that are considered to be the classics of all time. But people who have not seen, how many Star Wars movies have there been now? Eight?
More than that.
Three, six, yeah.
10 or 11.
10 or 11.
Yeah.
Have not seen one of them.
Wow.
And they have zero interest in going back. And I tell them, oh no, you got to see you got to see the first one, episode 4, and Return of the Jedi, if nothing else. And you know, there are others of varying degrees of quality.
But yeah,
it's like you got to see. No, I'm not a bit interested.
Dean, wouldn't you say though that even though those people had never seen a Star Wars movie, if you showed them Darth Vader, if you showed them a picture of Darth Vader, they would be able to identify him still, right?
So, yeah,
yeah.
I would think that that's such a part of pop culture that, you know, people certainly need to know who that is now.
And
they know, not that they need to know, but they do know.
And I love musicals. Like West Side Story is my all-time favorite musical.
Yeah.
I like a lot of musicals.
Yes.
Jesus Christ Superstar,
Grease.
Little Shop of...
I like Grease.
I never saw that all the way either.
Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors, I love that.
Well, Sound of Music is a musical.
A deer,
yeah.
A female deer.
Come on, Wendy.
Ray,
oh, no, drop no.
A golden sun.
Look at
Star
you.
Wars heroine.
Wow. Dean.
By Daisy Ridley.
I love her.
One of my daughters is going to school to be a documentary filmmaker.
Wow.
And she had not seen The Godfather, and I've never been less proud of her than then.
And tell them what happened when you sat down to watch it.
We were a half an hour in. We watched the one on HBO where it's in chronological order. So you see Vito Andolini from the time he's a boy. It's all done, you know, in regular time. And, you know, the story plays out in regular time. And after about a half hour, 35 minutes, she said, I got to be honest, this is not doing it for me.
Wow.
How come you haven't disowned her by now? I'm so disappointed in her.
Wow. So disappointed.
Wonder if it's something generational, you think?
I don't know what it is, because that, to me, that there's never been a better movie than The Godfather and Godfather 2. That's just it. That's just perfect.
People always ask me what are my favorite movies of all time. It continues to be the most difficult question that people ask me, because there are too many great movies.
Yeah.
But Godfather 2 are certainly in my top five.
Oh.
Godfather's probably number one.
Yeah.
In my book. But maybe it's dated.
I think you're right. You're onto something, Dean, because you said, is it generational? Think of how many mob movies there were when we were watching. Are there any really now?
They still make them from time to time.
Time to time. We had a bunch.
There were a bunch.
Goodfellas, Casino. There was so much going on, and it's an obsession, it seems, that we had, and yeah. I don't know that they're...
Maybe it's run its course.
Yeah.
Because with Sopranos also,
yep.
You know, being out there and available every week.
Right.
Maybe, you know, an amazing mob story like that is just not relevant to people anymore.
But wouldn't you say, especially with the Godfather movies, that... Yes, it's a movie about the mafia, but there's so much. It's so much more.
Of course, yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It's about family.
It's about family, Wendy.
Right. It's about
and loyalty.
Right.
Seeing Marlon Brando with tissue stuck in his cheeks.
Yes. Yes. It's
just to see Marlon Brando's performance.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
It's mesmerizing.
You're right.
I've seen the movie 100 times, literally 100
yeah.
times. I am fascinated every time by the. By the beauty of that performance.
Yes. Agreed.
And Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Just go down the list of virtually everybody in that movie.
Doesn't it throw you... Marlon Brando was 49 when he was doing Vito Corleone. He was
really?
Younger than we are now.
Yeah,
but in my head, it's not even close. He's so much older.
Right. Yeah. That's absolutely... Amazing.
How come no one's doing a Brando here? I'm waiting for one of you to do it.
Out of respect, Wendy. Just out of respect.
It'd be sacrilege.
That it would be. I also have to ask you about Kevin Hart. Now, we know he was in an accident the other day.
Are you okay about this? Are you okay?
Yeah, I have a theory, though.
I got so many texts, Dean, from people either blaming me or asking me if I was happy that he was in a car accident. And the answer is no to both. There's no Kevin. I don't have a Kevin Hart voodoo doll, which would be roughly the same size as Kevin Hart if I did have one. But But I wasn't happy that he got in a car accident. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Nobody
but
now wants there that. Are
there, you believed my conspiracy theory, and you don't usually.
I said there's something to your theory that he could have been driving, and yesterday there were other news sources looking into that possibility.
Because this was his baby he got for his 40th birthday. He posted something on Insta and said, look at this car, and then the reports came out saying that someone else was driving it. Yeah. Why would you let someone else drive your pride and joy and then walk away from the accident and then have back surgery?
Right. What do you
They're
think,
hiding
Dean?
Something.
Well, he was in the back. He was in the back seat. He was being driven.
Well, why did he leave the scene?
I believe he was taken out of the car that had flipped over on an embankment. I believe that I don't think he just, you know, safely walked away from the accident, that he was removed from the vehicle and taken to the hospital.
I thought.
So there's no reason to believe he might have been driving and there's some sort of cover-up?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't think
All right.
so.
All right.
Unless you have a Kevin Hart Zapruder film.
Wendy is texting Harvey Levin right now to see if any of this is true.
Harvey Levin was the guy who they revealed most of the story about this.
Yes.
The TMZ people are, you know, people give TMZ a bad rap.
They're relentless.
They are on top of the stories and 99.999% of the time exactly accurate with things that are going on.
Isn't that crazy?
They revealed this morning that he had three fractures of his spine.
Wow.
And that was the surgery. I don't think anybody... walks away from an accident in a cavalier way with a three-time fractured spine.
Right.
It said that there was an original report saying the occupant and owner of the vehicle, Kevin Hart, left the scene to his nearby residence to get medical attention. That was the original report. While the wording might make you think that Hart fled from the scene, the actual details seem to indicate that Hart went to his nearby home in order to call an ambulance.
Oh.
But still... Right.
If you have a cell phone, wouldn't you say to the ambulance, hey, pick me up here?
This is where, where the accident happened.
Not meet you at the house.
And you know he had a cell phone on him, or someone in the car did.
Yeah, there was the 911 call was released this morning, and they it sure made it sound like two people were trapped in the car and one of them was removed. And I can't really say which one that is.
Yeah. But,
that they were the car completely flipped over. Not too many people just walk out of an accident.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Rough. Ugh. All right, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and Dean will tell us about movies that are coming out or movie that are coming out this weekend.
Dean Richards is chatting with us right now. We're on WGN Extra, the stream. Hello, Dean.
I forgot to swear.
Oh, it's coming, Dean. You'll end with a big swearing crescendo.
Yeah, maybe when I give my review grade, I can make it a... This movie is a blankin'...
Yes, please do that.
Blank.
So the big movie coming out this weekend is the sequel to It Chapter 2.
What I liked the previous It movie quite a bit.
Loved that one.
Came out a couple of years ago.
It's scary.
Bill Skarsgård was Pennywise, the scary, bloodthirsty clown from Stephen King novel It from 1986. That movie, the previous movie, was the first half of the very, very lengthy book. And the new movie that's out tomorrow, It Chapter 2, is the second half of that book, in which the kids that you see in the first movie make good on a promise that they made to each other, that if the scary clown, Pennywise, ever comes back, that they would reunite and they would kill him once and for all. And now it's 27 years later. Pennywise has come back and is wreaking havoc on their little small town. And calls are made out to all seven of the little kids, some of which don't even remember their old friends, some of which don't remember what happened. They're, you know, everyone's got a little, kind of scratching their head a little bit. But they eventually do remember, and they do come back to this small town to fight the evil clown again. The first movie, Wendy, see if you agree with me on this. I thought it was so great because it focused on this really scary clown and what it represents, kind of representing our most basic fears.
Mm-hmm.
It was simple, and it was just, you know, full of great movie scares. This new movie is all over the place. It's too much true to the original book, which they tell all of these backstories for all of these grown-ups now to remind you who they are. And there are little side love stories, and there are little side coming-of-age stories. There are, you know, stories. One of the things that was kind of amazing to me is that they, 27 years later, many of them don't even remember each other, yet they agree to come from wherever it is that they live in the United States to come back to the small town, even though they don't even remember the other people who were involved. Who would do that?
Who would forget something that this was detrimental to them? They'd remember this.
You would think that they would, but in the movie it's represented that they don't remember themselves, and they need coaxing to remember the horrific events that took place.
Why don't they just look it up on IMDb?
Well, it was a movie. Oh, you could look up the movie.
Right, it's easy.
Not that hard.
Right.
They throw so much stuff into this movie that it gets away from the very thing that made the first movie so great. Its simplicity, the basics of why we like horror movies and why we like suspense, because they play on our basic fears. This one throws so much stuff in the movie to distract and get in your way that I found it very difficult to care about anything that was going on in the story, not to mention the fact that this movie is 2 hours and 50 minutes long. It's almost 3 hours long. That is too long for a movie like this. You know, if it's Avengers, if it's Lord of the Rings, if there is some compelling reason that a movie needs to be that long, great. This, I can't even tell you the number of times I looked at my watch, wondering, is this thing over yet? Yeah. I can't take it. I was incredibly disappointed with this whole thing. And despite the fact that Bill Skarsgård is Pennywise, the few times that he is on screen, he's used very sparsely in this movie, is really good. Bill Hader is in this movie to offer some comedic relief. I think maybe a little bit too much comedic relief. A little less is more would have been better, I think, with that. But still, he's very good. I still wound up only giving it a Dean's List D.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I mean, a blanking D is what I meant to say.
D for disappointing.
Bleeping, that's slightly bleeping better. D.
Yeah, it is not the word that I would, is not the full word that I would use to describe it.
About half of it?
Yeah, about half.
Dean, remind me, I didn't see the remake of It from a few years ago. I saw the original made-for-TV version
that
a thousand
great.
Years ago. I liked that a lot. But did they make it clear to the audience that was going to this movie that you were only getting half the story when you saw that movie?
Not really. I don't think they, you know, sort of made it like from the first movie from 2 years ago, that they made it seem like this story is only half told.
Yeah,
they made it seem like it was
pretty complete.
Complete, yeah. It was all done. So you know, when this movie came along, you know, they said, now we're going to tell the second half of the story when the adults come back. So you know that they could have easily done it. They could have reunited all the adults and got right to the clown hunt.
Yes.
Instead of these, literally, there are like a half a dozen of these backstories that make this movie just drag like crazy and really add very little to it. There's a very disturbing scene in the beginning of a hate crime. A gay couple at a carnival are beaten senseless in this movie I guess it's in the original book. It's part of the book, but there was really no need for that scene to be in this movie.
Yeah.
It was gratuitous and really added nothing to the film. And this movie is loaded with stuff that's put in the movie that really doesn't add anything to making this a more effective movie.
That's terrible. That's so sad.
Disappointing for me. Some people are loving it. I do not understand.
All right.
Piece of It.
That's it. That's it exactly, Wendy. Well said.
Thank you, Dean.
Dean,
well
we appreciate
said.
It.
Julie Andrews texted me. She sends her love.
All right. I love her right back.
To Wendy, by the way.
Thanks, Dean. Bye. Have a good weekend. A break, some news, more show, the bonus hour ahead.